Chapter 7. Okay, one of the floor managers is saying to Jesus as he manhandles him towards the side of the auditorium. Can I have you over here with this guy and, Jesus has a number pinned to his t-shirt, you and you as well. Four of them are herded into a small group and are taken down a short hallway to wait outside one of the many audition rooms. Jesus greets his fellow contestants. Hey guys. How y'all doing? The guy nearest to him, a nervy dude in some sort of spandex catsuit, just giggles and slides away down the wall, glancing nervously from side to side. Right, Jesus thinks.
How many times, sweetheart?
Another one asks. He is a tall Puerto Rican kid, dressed in a white tuxedo.
How many times you auditioned?
Oh, never, Jesus says. Just this. This is my first time.
How about you?
Third, the kid says, wrinkling his nose, taking in Jesus' filthy sneakers, stained shorts, sweat-ringed folk implosion t-shirt.
Nice to see you made an effort, he says,
and turns away and starts practicing some vocal scale.
Don't mind him, a girl says. He's an asshole. I'm Claire. It's my third time.
They shake hands. Claire is a big girl. She's dressed in a pink leotard, like a giant psychedelic seal.
Hey, you play guitar, too?
She says, noticing the Gibson strapped across his back.
Neat. What you gonna sing?
I don't know. Hadn't really thought. Okay, someone shouts, and the four of them are being ushered into the room. Sam Jansen and a couple of underlings sit at a long table. There is a video camera set up on a tripod and two bulky security guards lounging at the back of the room.
What's with the heavies? Jesus whispers to Claire.
Oh, they get some total maniacs in here, you know?
She says, snapping her thumbs out of the shoulder straps of her leotard, her enormous bulk rippling and bobbing.
Okay, Jansen says. 4,410. Lord Alfonso?
Her voice modulates into a sigh as she says his name. The Puerto Rican kid twirls into the center of the room.
We meet again, darling, he says.
Yes. What do you have for us this year?
I will be singing Anything Goes.
Right. Sure. When you're ready. The embarrassment Jesus feels watching the kid strut back and forth in his tuxedo while hammily butchering Cole Porter cannot be measured. After exactly 50 seconds of the song, he is about to go into a tap routine when Jansen looks up and says, Thank you, Alfonso. 4,411, please. He bows and says,
That's Lord Alfonso.
And turns and stalks to the back of the room.
Fucking dyke.
He mutters under his breath as he passes Jesus. Claire gets up and begins a nerve-wracked a cappella rendition of Lucky Star by Madonna while attempting a dance routine that looks like a 5-year-old trying not to go to the bathroom in their pants. A few seconds into it, and Jesus is thinking, God damn. You get a sense, when you walk the streets of a city like New York, of a lot of madness just held in check. The babblers and howlers and the waiters and the cabbies and the buskers, a million tons of thwarted dreams and ambitions zinging and shimmering around the hot streets. But here, it was all brought so close together that it felt like there was enough crazed energy to power the entire city, the fucking nation. Thank you, Claire, Jansen was soon saying, holding a hand up. 4,412, please. The twitchy guy in the spandex walks into the center of the room and bows deeply.
Hi, Moonchild? Jansen says, reading from her clipboard.
And what?
Before she can finish the sentence, Moonchild turns round and bends over. He grips his buttocks and tugs them apart, and there is a crinkle of Velcro as a seam running down his ass comes apart. He looks up, facing now towards Jesus and the others standing at the back of the room, his ass pointing towards the producers, and grunts, his face turning red. A split-second pause, and then A filthy torrent of liquid shit sprays out of his ass, spattering onto the floor in front of the table.
Fuck!
Jansen says, scrambling backwards as the security guys charge in, each taking an arm as they carry Moonchild out of there. He is giggling and gibbering,
I showed you my trick,
over and over. See, Claire says to Jesus. It takes a while to get going again. They have to move rooms while guys come in with mops, buckets, and disinfectant. From the corridor where they wait, Jesus can hear the muffled wailing and caterwauling coming from other rooms where duos of producers sit through My Heart Will Go On and The Greatest Love of All and Don't Wanna Miss a Thing. Scraps and fragments of American melodrama, the auditionees knowing that ballads are very popular on the show, the boss's influence. Settled now in a fresh, unexcremented room, Samantha Jansen scans down the sheet with a, where were we, sigh. 4,413, she reads. Jesus Christ. Her sigh modulates into one of exhaustion. Another whack job, she says to Roger. Let's get this done and call it a day. She motions to the security guards and they usher Jesus in.
Okay, Jansen says. Jesus?
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
Handsome, she thinks. A bum, but handsome. He blinks up into the harsh fizz of the single spotlight as he swings the Gibson round from his back, clicking on the pig nose on his belt as he does so. A brief squawk of feedback as the body of the guitar passes too close to the tiny amp. Jansen winces.
Sorry.
Right. Okay. He thinks for a second. Jansen checks her watch.
Okay.
He holds up a finger, nodding to himself, takes a breath, then snaps off a fluid run of notes, starting high on the neck and cascading down to finish on an open G, which he starts strumming softly, cranking the volume pot down a notch with his pinky. He starts singing, gentle, clear and calm, head nodding and eyes closed. As soon as the first line has been sung, Jansen and Roger look at each other. By the time he is singing the first chorus, they are only looking at him, his head moving gently side to side, a little half-smile on his face, eyes still closed in concentration as he hits the chords gently, almost whispering the lines in a voice like crystal.
The only living boy in New York.
Claire and the security guards, who are standing behind him, are transfixed now, too. He reels off a melodic, economic solo after the second chorus, and then comes up big for the finish, swelling the volume on the guitar, throwing his head back as he lets himself go full voice into the climactic line of the song.
Hey! Let your honesty shine, shine, shine.
Jansen feels the skin on her forearms and the back of her neck puckering up. Under the harsh single spotlight, his limpid blue eyes are shining like the song, his blonde hair glinting. She is aware that her mouth is open. He finishes with a flourish of notes and leaves the harmonic G at the 12th fret ringing open. Silence. Then a sound Jansen has only heard on a handful of occasions on many thousands of APS auditions. Applause from Roger, Claire, even the heavies.
Right,
she says, gathering herself, tilting her Mont Blanc at Jesus.
Handsome, take a seat. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Jesus starts telling them his story.